You're listening to the Family Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Well, parents, today I have an interesting topic. And I'll be honest, this is based on a book that I read that I thought was very interesting. It's by Dr. Leonard Sachs. He's a family physician and a psychologist. He's studied the growing trend of apathy among boys in our culture. And he's kind of been looking at it over the last several decades. And I just thought it was a really interesting read. And I'll be honest, like he presents five factors of why he feels like boys are adrift. So I'm going to address those, but I'm going to be really honest up here in front. Like there's some of the stuff that I don't really understand when it gets into some of the biochemical stuff, some of the things in our environment. So I am by no means claiming to be an expert here. I just think it's interesting information for you to hear parents that are raising boys, that our culture has created this confusion around what it means to be a boy, what it means to be a girl. And so for girls, I think over the last several years, we've done a great job of really empowering girls to like to take charge, to take engineering classes and really excel in STEM and, you know, no holds bar, like go and take whatever you want out of life, right? But in so doing, we've elevated girls. There's been this trend that we have pushed boys down and that there's this trend that's developed over the last several years where boys are apathetic. Boys are not pushing themselves. They're falling in the background. They're not completing things. They're not setting goals. And so I just want to encourage you, parents of boys, like let's fight for what God intended, that he created boys and girls and there's differences and that's good. And boys should be strong and should want to be leaders and should want to take risks and want to be a provider and a protector and a servant, like all of these things. I feel like in our culture over the last several years, it's kind of like masculinity is bad. Leadership, power, any of that is bad. And so it's kind of pushed boys down and made them feel like it's a bad thing to want to have goals and aspirations and want to be a leader. In fact, my 22-year-old son has said as much, that amongst some of his peers, he feels like he has to apologize for wanting to be a leader, for wanting to be the sole provider in his home, to be a protector of his future wife and kids. It's like that's become a toxic idea because culture turns it into that men want to control women. And that's not at all what it is. In fact, we have to come all the way back to how God created and designed the family to be, that men are supposed to be the servant leaders in their home. They're supposed to be the ones to take charge and to protect and to provide for their family. And now, not that women can't also be providers, but God has designed men to be strong. And so I just want to encourage you parents today that are raising boys, especially if they're young, to just be aware of some of these factors that Dr. Sachs brings out in his book. And like I said, there's going to be some of this that I'm not going to really hit a whole lot on. I encourage you to read the book yourself and do some additional research. But I do want to encourage us because I did raise a son and I can tell and see that even now in his young adult years, he's wrestling with how he should present his desire to be a leader and a protector in his family and not feel like he's pushing down women in some way. So just wanted to tackle from his book, he said there's five factors that are leading to this apathy in boys. So we see it like in college statistics that there's less boys going to college than there was in 2011. Like the stat was like 42% to 47% in 2011, that more women are going to a four-year college and graduating, whereas less guys are going to college and finishing. And so there's some reasons that Dr. Sachs would say this is why. So hopefully some of this is interesting to you. So let's tackle it for a few minutes. So the first thing is Dr. Sachs just says that the early education structure, our preschool, kindergarten, just is not well suited for boys because boys' brains develop a little later than girls. And so girls are able to adapt more quickly to a learning environment and taking in an information and sitting there quietly, process and do an assignment, whereas boys' brains are slower to develop in that area. And they're a little bit more, not wild, but just kind of need to move around more. To sit in a chair and to just be talked at can be really hard for boys. Their brains just haven't quite developed yet. So what Dr. Sachs has said is that in our education system, we're kind of setting boys up for failure right away, because then if boys aren't able to sit there and listen and do the work like the girls can, then they're going to get the label of ADHD or, you know, be a behavioral issue. And so that's a problem, right? So maybe you have a son that you've sent to kindergarten and you're the teacher sending a note home saying your son is just, you know, he's disruptive. He's not doing his work. He's not sitting still. And so what Dr. Sachs would say is, well, in fairness to the boys, that doesn't mean they're ADHD. It just means that their brain isn't developed quite enough to match that style of learning. They need more hands-on. They need a little bit more flexibility, a little bit more creativity to their learning. So that would be one factor that he would say that's really kind of put boys at a disadvantage, because it's not that they don't want to learn or they're not curious, but when they're kind of being told, sit still, be quiet, and then they get in trouble, then school becomes something boring and not something they want to do. Perhaps that's a very real issue for you right now. We'll come back here in a few minutes to just what are some things that we can do to fix that. Certainly, we can't change the entire education system. But anyways, just to be aware of that, of how the classroom is now set up in this day and age does not suit boys' brain development in those early ages. Now, the second factor he talks about is the video game. So a lot of boys get into the video games because it's action-packed, it's fast-paced, it's stimulating, it's interesting. They can kind of be warriors and fight and, you know, be brave and be creative. And it's quicker action than sitting in the classroom and being bored. And so video games then becomes kind of this addictive escape, that school is boring, school is dumb, I don't learn anything, but the video games bring lots of excitement and they kind of live out in a fantasy world and miss out on like the real world stuff. And so this is where I would just stop right here to parents and just say, you know, listen, it's not like all video games are bad, but it's important to get your boys involved in things like sports or just being active outside playing, you know, playing catch, you know, having your boys, you know, make believe play outside with their buddies, that they don't find that their only outlet for being brave and even risky in some of their behavior has to be in a video game form, because then that just can become an addictive escape for them. Like, create opportunities to say, no, we're going to go on a hike today and we're going to find, you know, different things of nature that we're going to look at, or we're going to do this competition. Just doing things that give boys some challenge, that give them interest, faster paced stuff that's not sitting in front of a TV screen with a gaming console. The third factor that Dr. Sachs discusses is the overuse of the ADHD medications. Now, he would say, back to factor one, a lot of boys get diagnosed with ADHD because they have a hard time sitting still and listening. And it's not because they actually have ADHD, but it's just because their brain hasn't developed quite yet. So what he would say, this is one of those areas, by the way, that I do not have expertise in, but he would say that some of those medications for ADHD, like Adderall and Ritalin, can alter the motivation center of the brain and can impact personality. So he would say his suggestion over his years of study would be to choose non-stimulant alternatives, more like Strattera or Wellbutrin. Now, again, this is not an area where I have an opinion, but he is saying one of the factors is maybe it's the wrong medication we're giving to our boys. And so then, in addition to trying to fix their attention deficit issues, then we're giving them a medication that actually makes them even less motivated and might even make them, their personality altered. And so again, that could just be another factor, while there's just this apathy in your son, because it's like they're taking a medication that's actually altering their desire to want to be motivated and to learn and to be active. And they might be being diagnosed with something that it isn't actually what they have. So again, I do not have any expertise in that area. I'll come back to that in a few minutes, just about what can we do about this, some practical steps. The fourth factor he talks about is the chemical hormone disruption. This is another area that I do not have a lot of expertise or even information, but I am learning a lot more about our food and the plastics and the water contaminants, the things that we have in our food supply that are actually harmful to us over time. And Dr. Sachs would say that the plastics and water contaminants add to the issue of brain development and puberty onset, and especially impacts boys because it adds more of estrogen in the body rather than testosterone. And so that estrogen then for girls makes them go through puberty faster, right? They mature more, they get stronger, whereas boys are being held back in that area because it's not the estrogen that they need. And so that can create boys to, again, to feel not as strong, to feel behind, to be shorter, smaller than girls, right? So that would be the fourth factor that he talks about, some of the things that are in our food supply. Now, this last one's the one that really sticks out to me, and it's the lack of strong role models. So this is something that as parents, this is a practical thing that we can really consider. You know, the example of like Homer Simpson as the role of a dad who's kind of a buffoon and never knows what he's doing, doesn't make good decisions. Those are a lot of the role models of what it means to be a man in our culture is not good. It's men that are absent or don't care, or they're so irresponsible. They're like another kid that the wife has to raise. So what Dr. Sachs would say is manhood isn't something that just simply happens. It's an achievement. It's something that they need to watch how other men act and behave. And then they follow that example and they're given opportunities to step into that. So here's what I would say, parents, at the end of the day, A, make sure that your sons are around good role models. Hopefully that's your husband, first and foremost. It's a coach. It's a family friend or a family member that shows what healthy manliness looks like, that you're a servant leader, that you're active in your family life, you're active in serving other people and in church, that you are not just sitting at home playing video games, that you're not absent, that you are in the game, actively in the game, like your boys need to see godly men in their life. And they need to see that men should be strong, that men can be leaders. One of the things that I would really encourage is we encouraged our son to do this. Like if the neighbor needed help at their house, like, buddy, you're going to go over there and mow her lawn. You're going to do that. You can do that. You're going to go pull weeds. As our son and got a little bit older, we said, like, you know, you're going to mentor some younger kids. You know, you're a leader. You need to be an example for younger boys. And we need to instill that in our boys, that they should be strong. They should be leaders. They should be willing to take charge and take risks. And they should be a servant to people around them. So the more they can see that modeled in their life and the more they're given opportunities to be in the game, right? Even if it means serving at church and helping on the clean team or helping in kids' church when they're old enough to do that, like creating opportunities for your boys to be like, I have a role to play. I can make a difference. And putting them around other men that model that is awesome. So just some of the possible takeaways from this, I just think we have to go to scripture and think about what the Bible has to say about boys. Like Paul says to Timothy, his mentee, don't let anyone think less of you because you're young, but be an example. Encourage that in your boys. Like you have skills and abilities that God has given you. I want you to use those. When you're out at the bus stop waiting for the bus, be an example to those younger kids that are looking up to you. Pay attention to the words that you're saying and the way you're acting. Or if you see a kid being bullied, that you would step up and say, that's not how we act. Like give words of encouragement to your son to step out. 1 Kings 2 says, I'm going where everyone on earth must go someday. Take courage and be a man. Observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, and regulations and laws written in the law of Moses so that you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go. This idea that teaching your son from a young age, A, to read the Bible, to really understand God's word, understand what God's calling is on their life, to be a leader, to be obedient, to step out, to be different than peers that are going to want to do things that are not honoring to God, and to encourage your son from a young age to be brave, to be strong, to stand up for God, to stand up for the little guy, you know, the kid that gets bullied at school. Now, what Dr. Sachs would say is, if there's any way that you can adjust the learning environment for your young kids, he suggests that. I mean, again, to me, that's a pretty big ask. If you can choose a school for your son that's more like Montessori learning or a charter school, that's great. But if not, I would just suggest doing more hands-on kind of learning, creative learning at home when you're doing the spelling words or reading or math. Like create opportunities for your son to be able to interact with the information while throwing the ball or building something with Legos, right? As far as the video games, I mean, I am in full agreement with Dr. Sachs that there needs to be major boundaries on that. So don't feel like you're a bad parent if you set boundaries and time restraints on the video games. Because again, what Dr. Sachs would say is the video games is like the virtual world, the pretend world that your son is trying to work out more masculine kind of traits in, but it's not real life. You need to find ways to get them involved and taking action and being active in real life, and don't let them just escape through the video games. Now, if you have a son that's been diagnosed with ADHD, Dr. Sachs would encourage you to just make sure you get maybe more than one opinion on that and see if the change in learning environment affects that behavior or if there's a different medication maybe to consider. Again, I don't have any expertise in that area. But certainly finding mentors for your son and for your son when he's at an age, you know, middle elementary school, to be a mentor. That's something that we believe in strongly at Pursue God, is equipping people to help others. And our kids can do the same. A fifth grader can help a third grader. You just have to be a little bit further along. So the more you can get your boys around good, strong, healthy, servant leader kind of men or older boys, it'll be great for him to have a model for what it means to be a man, but also to give them opportunity to be a mentor as you move along. But all of that to say, there is this apathy trend in our boys. So as Christian parents, let's do our part to fight against what the culture is trying to sell us and stand up for our boys and encourage them to be strong, to be what God wants men to be leaders and protectors and providers. And at the end of the day, to be the model of what Jesus was, a servant leader. That leadership is about serving. Leadership isn't about bossing people around. And I'm not talking about toxic masculinity here. I'm talking about a servant leader, the model that Jesus gives us. And as parents, it's our job to create that environment for our son to be able to grow and learn what that means, and to not make apologies for being a boy or make apologies for wanting to be a leader. Provide them opportunities, set them up for success, and let's see what God can do in our boys and in the future generation.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.